So this morning, I'm going to talk about the church and especially regarding communities. So if you want to put a topic on it, say, does God dwell in our communities? Does God dwell in our community? So it's a question. Okay. Because I think community is one of those things where we can build a cart and we can try and put it in a way so that, you know, we can carry God's presence. No, it's about the priests carrying the presence of God in communities. Because God wants to dwell in a community. So communities, for those who are visitors and you're new to it, it is our small groups where we gather in church together. And it is not a bit ear. Okay. It is not Bible study. It is not a cell group. There's nothing wrong with that, but I think for years, there's a view of these things. Like even a cell group, we came out of that movement. When you think of it, when I say community, be honest now. Whom of you guys think of a Wednesday evening? Most of us will. Eh? Because that's when our communities gather. Okay. But communities is so much more than that Wednesday evening. Okay. So much more. So there's a passage, I'm going to read it fully a little bit later. Let me read it now. Ephesians 2, verse 19 to 22, and then we'll dig in. I'm reading out of the ESV. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you are also being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. Okay, so that's a passage, and we're going to look through this passage this morning. And it's beautiful to know that God's busy building something so that he can dwell with us and be amongst us. You just stop and think about that quickly. Like the maker of the universe, the creator of everything, God, who I am in awe of and I've got a holy fear of, he's busy building something to dwell in. This is not just church on a Sunday morning. So I want to make a case first that God chooses to dwell in community. That's why they're a trinity. It's plurality. It's not just single. Think, yes, there's another thought. God has never been alone. Jesus was alone once. And I think that was probably worse than everything he had to go through. Was in that moment, for the first time in whatever history and ever, he was alone on a cross. He said, Father, why have you forsaken me? And that's why God has always been relationship. That's why he says when he looks as a man, he said, made all the things, he said, it's good, it's good, it's good, it's good. And then when he made him Adam, he said, this is not good. I need to make a helper for him. Plurality, relationship. Okay. Now the same within church, it's exactly the same thing. God, even when Jesus came, and I want to read a scripture, even when Jesus came to earth, Luke 5:16, but he would withdraw to desolate places and pray. He would withdraw, meaning he was somewhere, so for him to be alone, he withdrew, Jesus. And it's put on, it's just a beautiful passage, I love this, in Mark 1:35-37. It says, and rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed, meaning he went away from something, community, and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. But then the community was like, it's so beautiful, Eddie. They say, and Simon and those who were with him searched for him, and have found him and said to him, everyone's looking for you. I love it. Like, I don't know what movie you guys watched, The Chosen, but you see in this one scene where Jesus is just away again, and you're like, where are you, Jesus? We were looking for you. Why? Because they dwell amongst each other. They are together all the time. Now, for us, community is a Wednesday night and something we go to. Church is something we go to. For God, being alone is something I go to. Community is not something you go to. It's not a part. It is who you are. That group of people, dis hoekom in Afrikaans het ons dit vertaal leefgroep. We live together. It's not something we go to on a Wednesday evening. And sometimes, you just think about it, unveiling, just out of God's love, unveiling the face, putting up the veil. He wants to be with us face to face. For God wants to dwell with us. But sometimes we struggle to dwell in a community. We don't want to be amongst us. Your flesh don't want to be amongst us. Your flesh is like, okay, this is the little part I'm going to give to when I can. It's something I go to church like once a month, I'm okay. Community I'll go to when I can. Like community, according to God, is something that He is. And you need to get out to be alone with Him. Not the other way around. So am I making sense now? I've got no idea how I'm going to get through everything. I'm going to try my best. So God wants to be amongst us. And I know it's radical. Come on, this is so far from the world today. It's like especially in South Africa. Because we've got space. Meaning we've got big yards, fences around it. We have to lock our doors. And then we go places. In some other cultures, this is way easier to live out. Because they live together. They have to, because they haven't got space. Now you can say, yeah, that's that culture. This is our culture. We didn't live like Jesus did. I'm like, yeah, so change the culture. Because Jesus made us for a relationship. He made us to be a place where He wants to dwell. Okay. So I want to work through this passage, and there's a few things I want to live. Yeah, so there's not seven steps to having God dwell in communities. Seven successful steps to have God with us. No, there's a few things the scripture says. I want to go through the scripture with us. So the first thing, if we read through that, it says, Christ Jesus, so I'm not going to go in full order. I'm going to jump around a little bit in the scripture, okay? But in that passage, it says, Christ Jesus Himself being the cornerstone. So the first thing, now I want us to primarily think about communities. You can pull this through into your life, into church, everything. But the first thing is Christ Jesus Himself being the cornerstone. It says, God comes to what looks like Him. That's the first point I feel like. God comes to what looks like Him. Meaning, that cornerstone. Jesus is the cornerstone. If we want to build, you have to build with the same sort of stone. That's why He says that. Jesus is the cornerstone. We build on top of that. That's why I say God wants to dwell in this temple, but God will only come to the things that look like Him. He wants to dwell in a temple with stones that looks like the stone. Okay. Yes, Jesus paid through the blood of Jesus Christ. He came and open these prisons. But there is a place where we need to build like Him. So if you start building like the Roman Catholic Church, I don't want to shame and name churches now, but if we start building the same way where there's a Pope and there's works for the gospel and it doesn't look like Jesus. That's why we want to build healthy churches on top of Jesus so that He can be with us. That's why Jesus stands outside of the door and He knocks. He said, can I come in? Because they sin, meaning we're missing the mark. See, when Jesus came, He came because of grace and love. So it is a gospel of grace. But grace is not just pardon, it's power as well. And I want to explain that. Pardon means, it's like sitting next to a table and God prepares this meal for us. Grace says, use a chair, come and sit. Nothing you can do can earn this. I pardon, I give space to you. This is what grace says. Nothing you can do can earn your space at the table next to Jesus. But grace is also power, where he puts his hand around you and he leads you and he helps you. And that's why it's a road that we walk. And that's something in our communities. We need to look like him. Because he wants to come and dwell with us, but we need to look like him. We need to deal with sin in our communities. Okay, I love this part. Because there's a lot of people that's like, yeah, we need to deal with this. And there's a lot of people that shrink away. I don't like confrontation. But if we want God with us, we need to get in a place where we are dealing with these things in our lives, that we make sure that we are a holy temple of God. Okay. Obviously, we apply Matthew 18. I can't really go through everything how we do this, but it is a place where we make sure that we deal with these things. And the reason why it can't only be a Wednesday thing or only a Sunday thing is that we put up faces. Amen? Jy kan almal van ons doen dit. Julle kan nou maar jy maak asof julle nou nie doen nie. Almal van ons doen dit. We put up a Sunday face. Hey? Ons doen dit. That's why we need to live together. Because I can fake this thing very well. You can have people in this church for 10 years and never get born again. And I've heard about it and I've seen it. I know of one guy in Swellendam, he was with us for 10 years. And then he got to the Lord. Like, honestly, he himself said it. I got born again today after 10 years. You can fake it for 10 years. In your community, with your wife, you just kicked the dog and your wife kicked you and then you smile all the way to community because I have to go to community. It's like, and then we want Jesus to dwell with us. Right? So that's why it's more than just a Wednesday. Is jy okay with me? Okay. Second thing, unity. Unity. In whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In whom the whole structure being joined together. Afrikaans sê dit so mooi, sê, in hom verrys die hele gebou goed saamgevoeg. Die 2020 vertaling sê dit goed saamgevoeg. Joined together. This thing is, especially as Afrikaners, I don't know how many Afrikaners is here, but even South Africans, we like a sticky structure. Okay. We like it. We like structure. Because what does structure do? It gives responsibility. Doesn't it? So we love honoring the structure. And what do I say about that? Community leaders. How is he layer? He's the leader. Okay. Unity says, so what we do, we'll give him that space. Okay. That's why I say we honor the structure. Like this morning, I'm now the overseer of the region, and let's give him the honor and the space to do it on our birthday. Isn't it? Or is it on a place where we're a priesthood of all believers? Where Jesus builds together, goed samengevoeg. So now, here's the thing. If you give the leader the space to build, and I want you to think of a building quickly, giving him the space to do what he needs to do in honor, and you're not fulfilling your space, the whole structure falls into and Makara. If you take a stone out of the building, the structure is going to fall. So we want to give space by removing ourselves so that the comm leader can do his work. Instead of supporting the structure so that the comm leader can do his work. There's a massive difference there. If you're in place and supporting your comm leader, That's when the building is joined together. Am I making sense? So there's a difference between giving him space to do what he needs to do or supporting him in what he needs to do. And the same with the church, with Claude and the elders. You need to support. Be in your place to do that. We love honoring the structure, but I want to say you are the structure. I'm going to say that again. We love honoring the structure, especially in our culture. But this morning I want God to reveal in your heart that you are the structure. You are the living stone. If you're not in place, God's not going to dwell with us because we need you. Honor your comm leader by building with him, next to him. Especially when you go into seasons where you might be multiplying communities, or you might be, there's a few shifts going up, and then, yes, then we get people that scoop and, I don't want to do this, this is uncomfortable, and it is. God's busy building his structure. So you can do this in a place of honoring the elders. Okay, I'll do it, I'll move, or I'll multiply, or I'll be the comm leader, or I'll... You can do it out of a place of honor, or you can do this out of a place of supporting, getting into place, making sure that, hey, I'm that stone that God needs in this place so that he can dwell with us. Am I making sense? Okay. The psalmist says it's so beautiful. Where there's unity, God commands a blessing. How good it is and how pleasant it is when people dwell together as one. It's beautiful, eh? In context of what we're sharing this morning. So I want to say, even of that stone being in place in community and you as a priest being in your place, it is, we said during worship, like everybody needs to share what they feel in their heart if there's something that God lays in your heart. Like we need your ear. We need your ear. We need you to hear from the Lord as well, because it brings unity. And together we hear his voice. And that scripture carries on, it says, build on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Okay, why is he saying that? We're building on what the apostles and what God said through the original apostles that wrote the New Testament, and also on the modern day apostles, where God's saying, where the elders get together. And now I want to share this, that are you giving yourself to that? Are you building on top of that? We're building this place on top of that. Meaning, God's saying something to Montague this morning. Are you building together with that? Are you slotting in where God wants you to slot in? Are you listening what God's, the direction what God's saying? Are you in that? Are you supporting that? Or are you just giving this space? Are you supporting that, what God's saying? By listening as well. And sharing, that's supporting. Not just listening and receiving, it's listening and going with the elders, going what God's saying. So, yet again, am I making sense now in the fact that church isn't something that we go to? Community isn't something that we go to, knit one, slip one. If you're not here, you're missing what God wants to say to the church. If you're only here once every 2 months, how's it? Are you supporting, or are you just giving space for the church to flow? Am I making sense? Okay. It's so much more than something we go to. It is who we are, community. And unity is not the absence of war. The way to unity is sometimes bloody. That's why we need to, I honestly believe, you can't be a Christian and not be able to confront. You're not being Jesus, because Jesus confronted. If you go read your Bible, you'll see Jesus confronted a lot of people. even his disciples. Most of the time it was confrontation. Not most of the time, it was a lot of confrontation. Meaning, hey, so ek weet nie hoe Petrus gevoel nie, maar Satan staan agter my. So there is a place where we confront, and why? Because it's about Jesus. And we need to look like him. And yes, we follow Matthew 18. It's not just when there's love and everything, okay? So it's built on a foundation of apostles and the prophets. And then in him, you are also being built together into a dwelling place for God. This is the third point. By the Spirit. By the Spirit. For us to have communities that is, that God wants to dwell in, we need to be men and women of the Spirit. See, it's the Spirit that builds, it's not us. And yes, we say it easily, but it's the Spirit that builds. So make sure that whenever you respond in anything, you respond in the Spirit. And you live in the Spirit. And you give yourself to God. You have to have those alone times with the Lord. You have to. It's out of place of intimacy we live. You need to draw near. You need to draw near to the Lord. So I want to say, I think Montague and Swellendam, when it comes to the small towns, I remember all the Cape Town guys coming into Swellendam, and most of them discerned in the Lord, like for many years, there's a religious spirit in Swellendam. And I know a lot of people like Montague, yes, there's a religious spirit in Montague. And I think, my personal opinion, I think that shifted through the years. I don't think we're that much religious anymore. I think we all struggle with the spirit of comfort. I honestly do. I don't think Montague is that much different than Swellendam. Because it's beautiful towns. People move here. Why? Comfort. Ons wil ons kinders hier groot maak. Is it nie? So just leave me. I'm here to raise my family in a small town. Beloved, we all live here because it's beautiful. Same with Swellendam. And it's something that we need to fight. Fight with ourselves. Don't look at the town. Look at yourself. Oh, you need to fight for comfort in your life. So to draw near to God, to draw near to God is so uncomfortable sometimes because it takes a lot of you to die. You need to die to get close to the Lord. Lay down yourself. Pick up your cross. If you can't deny yourself, you can't be mine. And this is beautiful. Now I want to pull it back to community. So I've been doing this a while now, and I've heard so many people through the years say this, yeah, yes, my community is more do it. I just don't experience Jesus there. It's just like, it's difficult, eh? And I rather want to move. Can I go to a different community, or can I? It was quite a difficult Wednesday night, and or even when we brought together, I'm just not feeling it. And I want to remind us of a scripture where, and it's beautiful actually too. I think it's in NIV. It says this: I stand outside of the door and I knock. And it says in all the translations, it says, if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come and eat with that person and they with me. Okay, now what I'm saying here, it's like if you are not experiencing Jesus, he is knocking probably outside the door. He's knocking. And he says, if anyone hears me, so now you're hearing, are you going to open or are you going to walk away? Because if I come in, I'm going to come eat with that person and they with me. So what I'm saying is that you can break open the presence of God in your community if you draw near. Don't leave it and create space for the comm leader to do it. Sometimes they go through difficult times in their lives, just like a lead elders, just like elders, and we go through difficult times and we get the support from the team around us to help us. So if you're not feeling Jesus, break it open. You be the one that draw near. You be the one that supports him as great as you can, or just give him the space and walk out. Am I making sense? I'm not too hard this morning. Are you guys okay? Claude? Is it there? I'm going to hide them in my house. Two more things. It's in the spirit. I quickly want to share this, that we need to deal with the fear of man in our communities. Deal with the fear of man in our communities. It's good to know, and I want to say this to community leaders, and maybe you feel in your heart after this morning that, hey, I want to be equipped to be a community leader. And one of the first things that you need to know as a community leader, it is great to know exactly what's going on in people's hearts. It is great. That's why we do this. We carry each other's burdens, and we know what's going on. But we should not let that lead us. Because then otherwise we're led by man and not by the Spirit. Sometimes we'll hear, yes, see, there's all these issues in the community, and we'll deal with that issues in community all the time, and we're just not hearing the Lord. We need, that's fear of man, meaning I want to keep them happy. If you want a lot of ministry time, just start talking about issues. Then everybody will flock forward and yeah, pray for me. And that is what, that's beautiful. That's what church is. But not all the time. Sometimes God is on the issues. But that shouldn't lead us. Okay. It shouldn't lead us. Because otherwise fear of man is leading us, because you want people to be happy. It's about being led by the Spirit. We need to be men and women of the Spirit. Because it's by the Spirit he builds his house. Does that make sense now? Like even Jesus. Jesus said in John, I didn't give this to you, but John 6:14, when the people saw the sign that he had done, they said, this is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world. And then verse 15, John 6:15 said, perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself. Have you ever read that? It's like Jesus was doing all these miracles, and then the people are like, surely he's the prophet, he's the king. And Jesus saw this coming, and they wanted to grab him by force and make him king. Isn't that what he wanted to do? No. He was led by the Father. So don't let people be the thing that leads us. Even the recognition of people. Make sure that we are led by the Spirit and led by the Father. Okay, so be afraid of fear of man. Okay. And then the last thing. God wants to dwell amongst us. God wants to dwell amongst us. Why? Because he wants relationship with us. He wants to be with us. But why? See, if relationship was the only thing that God wanted from us, once you were born again, whoop, in heaven. Isn't it? That would have been amazing. Yeah. Once you get born again, okay, great. Let's take you. No. You're still here. Why? Why are we here? God's given you a lampstand in Montague to shine. So the reason why God wants to dwell with us is that we will be the chosen people. See, if community is only a place where we share our issues and our... And I don't think that's the reason why we're still here. Yes, it's great. God wants us to come whole and to become more holy. And he wants you to have a life of peace and experience his life. But right through the Bible, we see persecution. We see all the suffering there. You need to clothe yourself in a doctrine of suffering as well, knowing that we're here for a reason. It's so that we can shine. And that if this is the things that we think of when we think about community, like community is a lampstand. It's a lampstand in this town. Or is it just something you go to? It's something that needs to shine in a town. And how's it going to shine in a town if you don't invite anybody to the community? Then you are putting a shade on the lampstand. That's the reason why we do this. That's the reason why we have community. It's so that we, ek sê nog altyd in Swellendam, there's a vangnet. Yes, we can gather and have amazing Sundays. And this is part of a lampstand. But we can't go to church on Sundays. We can't just go on a Wednesday. It is something that God's given us so that we can shine a lampstand in Montague. Amen. So I hope that God's stirred in your heart something that He wants healthy communities. He wants to build a place where He can dwell. And if you give your heart to the community, and I'm thinking specifically, and I felt it for the region, specifically, if you can get in, for small towns, we've got the great opportunity to shine our lights through community. Through community. Ons het in Swellendam, ek dink amper 50, 60 mense meer in ons communities as in die kerk. It's always been a place where we've evangelized. Because it's way easier to invite somebody to a bride home than it is to a Sunday morning. I'd rather work the other way around sometimes. Just for me, it's easier to invite it that way. Especially, you're not going to look for my night to with my mom. I think it is easier. So it's something that we need to use because God's using this. And yet again, it's about His presence. It's not about just Jane. It's about us just shining a light for Jesus. Amen. Amen.